Temple University researchers are in the Gulf of Mexico right now studying the effects of ocean acidification on the deep sea. They describe ocean acidification as a byproduct of rising CO2 levels that could impact plant and animal life in the Earth's oceans. We met marine biologist Eric Cordes on a recent edition of The Pulse, and he told us about his trips to the bottom of the ocean in the submersible Alvin. So we checked in with him this week while he was in the Alvin, on the bottom of the ocean, about a mile down. We connected via the commando bridge on their research ship, and the sound is a little bit muffled, and we also had to say over after each question and answer. So take a listen. Eric, tell me how you're doing and where you are and what you're seeing. Over.
Hi, Micah. We are down at about a little over 500 meters on the seafloor in the Gulf of Mexico. We are looking at some deep sea corals right outside our porthole here. So we're sitting in front of what I would describe as a coral garden. There are some big sea pans sticking up 2 to 3 meters in height all around us. We see some crabs crawling around looking for little bits of food. And there are some hard corals, Lophelia, the species that we've been working on, right in front of us, forming a little reef structure that's supporting all of this habitat and these other species. Over.
Eric, so far, has this trip been successful? Over.
It has been successful. We've run into a few weather problems. The seas have been a little bit rough and have kept us from diving a few times. But overall, we're getting a lot of the boxes checked for our research program. We've got a lot of samples coming up every day from the submersible. Over.
What has been the best thing you've seen so far on this trip? Over.
We've revisited a few sites that I know very well, and it's great to see that the reefs are doing well. On my first dive, I saw the largest shark that I've ever seen in the deep sea. Over.
How big was it? Over.
Well, we just got a glimpse. I would say he was probably 7 or 8 feet long. And right when he got close and we got a good view of him, he turned away and saw his tail swish and he took off into the blackness. We tried to follow him, but he was much too fast for us. Over.
Have you learned anything in terms of ocean acidification, or is it too soon yet with this trip? Over.
So far, we found that the pH is low, is very low for coral reefs to be surviving, but it looks very similar to how it's been in years past, and we're not sure if there has been a decrease from what we measured in years before. Over.
Thank you so much, Eric, and we wish you the best for the rest of your mission, and we look forward to talking with you when you come back. Over.
Thanks, Mike. It was great to talk to you. I'll talk to you soon. Over.
Eric Cordes is a Temple University marine biologist, and we connected with him as he was floating around the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico in the submersible Alvin.